Okay, I just want to share a short idea from Rav Henkin in his Perush on Chumash, which is at the back of his Tshuva, called Chiba Yetira. And it's about both a theory of Tuma and Tara, as well as a theory of Chametz and Matzah, and Pesach more generally. So he writes like this, V'tava Shivat Yamim. So he said, why is it that a woman who gives birth is impure for 7 days? So he says, "Pratei ha-tumayim chukim shechakak ha-kadosh baruch hu, k'mo sh'amar b'marab al-gabei tumat meit." At some level, it's just a chok, right? It's a law that we don't understand. Urei b'mar nebuchim, gimel m'zayin sh'nadatam le'ikara ha-tuma ve'lo le'pratei. He says, when we call makom, rov in yanea tumak shurim b'mavet. He said, however, and this has been pointed out by many thinkers, most of the details, many of the details at least, of tuma are connected to death. Hamed vanavela, so a dead human being or a dead animal have tuma, vahanida, misamenet ovdan beitzit havlad, and nida, where when a woman has her period, so the egg is no longer has the ability to be fertilized. V'chein bal keri, and the same is true of a seminal emission. V'zav, v'zav, ashen machalot, evari amin, which all, and zav, and all those are things that come from the procreative part of the body. We have said yeloda, and therefore indicate the loss of potential birth. V'rak tumah teleida chariga ki hi hefech hamita. And he says, in that sense, the outlier seems to be childbirth. So I've heard, parenthetically, others suggest that maybe this is also about death, meaning not that it's about death, because obviously childbirth is the opposite, but because the woman has been carrying life in her body for the last 9 months, so when she gives birth, so there's more life in the world, but less life in her. But this is not the direction that Rav Henkin takes. And he says, "V'imkin madua yoledet tmeya v'kol shekin l'fidya b'gemara shevshar v'leida yevesh t'below dam." He says, how could it be that yoledet is tameh, especially since it's possible, according to Chazal theory, to have a birth without blood? So here, Rav Henkin introduces a different theory. He says, no, tumah is not about death. He says, tumah is the opposite of godliness. And God neither dies, and therefore death is essentially tumah, but birth is also, in a sense, anti-God, because God is not born. The entire cycle of life and death, yes, including life, is not godly. That's not, doesn't mean it's bad, it's just not God. And therefore, if a woman gives birth to a girl who's even more involved in the cycle of life and death, so there's more tuma, because there's more non-godliness in the sense of God being unchanging and therefore neither born nor dying. And since the lack of change is definitional to God and therefore is the opposite and therefore is what causes tuma, and he says, this is why you find so many symbolic things in the Mikdash and elsewhere that focus on not changing. Because, for example, he says, in the Beit HaMikdash, you need every korban of salt, because salt keeps things as they are, right? It is a preservative. And the notion of preserving, of keeping something in its current state, points towards godliness, points towards the idea that God doesn't change. V'chein lo ta'aseh chametz ki chol sor v'chol dvas lo ta'kdiru. And then going to last week's parsha, we read yesterday, why is they can't have honey or leaven on the mikdash, in the mikdash? Ki hadvash mechish ha'chimut v'chametz atzmo misamal chayi basar v'dam. He said honey is involved in the chimutz process, and chametz, he says, itself symbolizes human life. Why? Ki lechem chametz tofech regadel mehira v'shuv mitkalkel v'nifsad meher. Bread, it rises quickly and then it rots quickly. B'nigud l'matzah nishmeret mishana l'shana, whereas matzah has more staying power. The fact that it doesn't rise gives it the ability to stay longer. Now, I assume that in this sense, he's thinking more of our drier matzah, and we know that at least some matzah has that ability, though maybe not all matzah. But he says, right, for him, it's, right, chametz is that thing which is fresh and but doesn't last so long, right? It just comes and then it goes. Whereas matzah has a more, has a less changing status. And he said that is the logic behind the prohibition of chametz and the obligation of matzah on Pesach. Pesach uchag emunah b'Hashem. Because Pesach is the holiday of belief in God. And then he quotes another of his words. So the point of Pesach, which is the holiday of faith, is to symbolize eternal life. And we distance ourselves from chametz, which is symbolic of human life. And therefore, Rav Henkin comes up with this very interesting theory that Tumah, Tara, Kedusha, Pesach, all these things are different ways of us expressing what it means for God to be God, which is unchanging, and for human beings to be human beings means to change. And again, for him, that's what Tumah is. Tumah is anything which changes. But Pesach, for him, we have matzah to symbolize that God doesn't change. It's the holiday in which we remember that God took us out of Egypt and point to this unchanging quality. And also in the context of the Mikdash, we have salt because that indicates preservation and therefore unchangingness. And we avoid chametz and dvash, which symbolize change. Now it's just, of course, worth noting, and this is, if you can look, if you want, you can look more at his other place. But the fact that Yetziat Mitzrayim symbolizes this truth about God is why Anochi Hashem Elokecha Shartecha Mitzrayim, for him, this is why we start our relationship with God at Har Sinai with invoking Mitzrayim and Yetziat Mitzrayim. And he further says that's why in the Haggadah on Pesach we say that afilu kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim et haTorah, mitzvah lenu saper b'yetziat Mitzrayim. That even if we're all wise, you have to tell the story of yetziat Mitzrayim. Ki sipur yetziat Mitzrayim einu l'tzorach zechira v'yedira bilvad. Because telling the story of Mitzrayim is not just about remembering. El balechazek emunah b'Hashem. What we're doing on Seder night is digging down and doubling down on emuna in Hashem. V'lachen kol marbe hareze mishubach. And that's why the more you talk about it, the more praiseworthy you are, because it's not about the information, it's about really, really internalizing the fact that God doesn't change, seeing the messages of Mitzrayim, of God's unchanging nature, as opposed to our nature. I mean, that, it's all the symbolism that's wrapped up in Pesach and Mitzrayim that makes it so important, that introduces the Aseret HaDibrot. And again, for Rav Henkin, manifests itself in the world of Kedusha, in the world of Tumah and Tara, and creates an integrated theory about how important it is to make sure we always remember what makes God, God, and what makes us, us. So with that, Achag Kasher V'Sameach. And hopefully this gives you some food for thought with the Seder, which is Wednesday night.